Are you on your way to going aboard a cruise and enjoying a marine holiday for more than a few days? Well, then bon voyage, but let's get you help for your dining before that, with these few hacks. Whether you are traveling solo or with family and friends, cruise dinners can be quite tricky, so here we have presented you with tips that will help you enjoy more and meet up with like-minded people. Ready? Let's take a look. 1. Reserve your table from beforehand. Reserving tables on cruise ship holidays for daily dining is a very important errand to run, something you should take care of routinely. Missing out on it one day would mean standing reservations or open seating, both of which are rather horrific experiences, whether you are solo or with family. 2. How to decide between second or first seating. The first dinner seating for general dining happens generally around 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. and that is generally targeted by over 55-year-old people. So, if you are looking to have a wise chat with someone like that, then this is the time you should opt for. On the other hand, cruise ship packages also have a second seating which is generally frequented by younger crowds. If you think this is where you are more likely to find like-minded people, then opting for this time is apt. 3. Picking the same table every day. Cruise ships have specific waiters for each of their tables, and if you pick the same one every day, your food is likely to get better with time. Why? Because both you and your table's waiter get familiar with each other over time and the waiter gets everything about your taste and preferences. Whether you like extra gravy or don't like a certain salad, it is all going to become unspoken within a few days. 4. Trying floating tables is a must for singles and couples. Meeting up people on a cruise is a great idea, and what better way to do it than during dinner? Signing up for floating tables means you get allotted to a new one every evening and you can meet new couples and people during this time. 5. Dining at the specialty restaurants. Cruise tour packages come with specialty restaurants are something you must try, and they are often headed by world-renowned chefs. One meal from these restaurants and you will have an experience that is quite unlike anything else. Most of the cruises often have more than one of these, and each one is definitely worth a try. These are the 5 cruise dining tips that could really come in handy for you on your journey aboard. We hope you found it useful enough and will be able to use it at its best.